Imagine this. You post something as simple as Christians need to stand up on social media, and the next thing you know, two police officers and a mental health professional show up at your doorstep. Sounds like a dystopian novel, right? Well, this actually happened in the UK. Authorities claimed it was a precautionary measure. But many are questioning, are we crossing the line from protecting public safety to outright silencing free speech?
Hello, my name's Sean. I'm a senior nurse. I work for the NHS.
Yep. Name and number, please, mate.
Yeah, PC Green, Echo Bravo 428.
John Joe, PC Turner, Hastings Police Station.
Thank you.
959.
So what's this about, then?
So it was just
a few I won't film it, I'll just get it recorded.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just a few concerns.
It's smelly right now, sorry.
Sorry?
He's like a mop, he just picks everything up.
It's lovely. What's his name?
Klaus. So why are you here today, sorry? No, you can all sit down, it's not a problem. You've literally just missed the missus and that. They've gone out like 10 minutes ago. Yeah. So what's the issue?
So it was just to, you know, obviously what we've been told, that you might have a few concerns, a few things that are bothering you at the moment.
Yeah.
Whether there's
That's bothering everyone else in the country right now. So what are the concerns you're here for? Because this is religious discrimination right now, you know. Because you wouldn't be knocking on Muslims' doors if they had this conversation. Because I already know why you're here. So this is religious.
Why do you think we're here?
I don't know. What's the priest told you?
They're just people have raised concerns.
What concerns?
About your views.
What views?
That you've got concerns about what's going on in Australia.
Yeah, so I'm an Orthodox Christian. Now you've turned up at my house because I went and see my priest. So I'm going to get you all on film because this is going straight to my solicitor.
So what are your concerns? Is there anything that we can help with?
No, firstly, I don't mean any disrespect to any of you. I don't want to sound abrupt here. If you can tell me why you're here.
So I think as PC Sounds explained, so there was a report about some beliefs being expressed. So the reason I'm here is I work for the NHS. And if you're willing, I'm happy to talk and listen with you.
No, that's fine.
If you've got any concerns about your well-being.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Klaus, out. Sorry.
Because he's just jarring on what.
You can't sit down, mate.
So my understanding is, now I'm not a police officer, I'm a nurse, so my understanding is...
So because I've questioned about the church not acting on the behalf of Christians, you're now turning up here with mental health nurses, assuming that I'm some right-wing nutter.
So no one assumes anything. Can I explain my point of view? And you're happy, I'm happy to...
No, that's fine. So,
while this man gets a home visit for expressing his opinion, London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who's been criticised for tolerating extremists and allowing terrorism sympathisers to roam freely, has just been announced as a future knight in the New Year Honours list. Is this really what we've come to? Ordinary citizens get targeted for speaking out, while those in power receive knighthoods despite their questionable track records. Where's the accountability? I want to hear from you. What's your reaction to all of this? Are we witnessing a double standard? Or is this just another day in modern Britain? Let me know in the comments below, and don't hold back.